you can fire off an email to thezone@1037thebuzz.com.
You can try and read my lyrics off of this paper before I lay them, but you won't take the sting out these words before I say them. Cause ain't no way I'm gonna let you stop me from causing mayhem. When I say I'm gonna do something, I do it. I don't give a damn.
Even Eminem is excited about the SEC and ESPN announcement today. More details coming up in a minute. We did find out today that AT&T UVerse is going to be the first distributor. I'm sure not the only distributor of the SEC network. So.
And what do we say? Probably not Comcast.
I guarantee AT&T paid a pretty penny. We want to be first.
Yeah.
How much?
I don't blame them.
Done. You won't be asking how much. You'll be asking, why didn't I do this sooner, when you go to Ideal Feet. Ideal Feet, located at I-430 and Rodney Parham in The Rock. If you are in pain when you walk, if you think you've tried everything, all you really need is Ideal Feet's foot camp. I've gotten relief. You can too. No waiting rooms, no surgeries, no injections, and no over-the-counter, run-of-the-mill inserts that may or may not work. I promise you, Ideal Feet, let the pros handle your feet. Take your feet to foot camp at Ideal Feet and fix your problems today. You got to cure your body from the bottom up, okay? If you got back pain, knee pain, foot pain, it can be fixed. Ideal Feet can help. 501-537-3100. Better yet, pop in and see him. 10700 North Rodney Parham. Online at idealfeet.com. They will straighten you out. And I mean that literally. Get your body in the ideal alignment with Ideal Feet. Let's go to the Revolution Hotline. Evan Demerell of Sporting Life Arkansas joining us with a very unique story that you can read online at sportinglifearkansas.com about a Joe Johnson fan from another continent who is as passionate as any here in Joe's home state of Arkansas. Evan, welcome back. How are you, man?
Thanks, Justin. I think this guy may be a power of 20 times more passionate than anybody in the United States.
That's serious. Now, before we get into his whole deal, you have, or I guess his whole deal with Joe Johnson, you have developed some sort of pen pal relationship with this guy.
Yeah. I did a story for Stink Magazine back in spring 2010 on Joe Johnson, and just hung around on the internet. You found out there was a Joe Johnson fan club in China. They had a Facebook page, so just kind of reached out to the guy who ran it and started getting a story.
So what's the guy's name?
His name is Yun San, Y-O-N-S-A-N. And the last names over there can be fluid. So we kind of his name's Yun San Johnson now, but he changed that from a previous last name.
So he's doing this to support his favorite basketball player?
Exactly. It was Yun San Uranus, and then he traveled out of China for the first time to England,
name.
And an Englishman told him, you may not want to have that last name among English speakers. So he learned about that, and then he decided to change it to Johnson, which also may be a problem.
Exactly. I mean, it's a good thing he didn't keep them both, because Johnson Uranus, that really
could have
been.
It's Uranus now. Uranus.
Sorry. It's not. Is this still a planet, or was that Pluto they took away? I get so confused.
Oh, my.
Well, that took an odd turn. Okay, so how far has he taken this passion for Joe Johnson, and how did he develop it initially?
Initially, I think everybody over there, at least the males, served in the military, and he was just in the military barracks one day, like probably as a 20-year-old, and he stumbled across a Dime magazine cover. Dime, kind of like Slam magazine, basketball only, and he read the cover article about Joe Johnson and decided, here's a guy who embodies some of the same Chinese values of respect toward elders, a certain quiet confidence, likes to stay home instead of going out all the time. These are the kind of things he got from the article, and in his mind, Johnson really started embodying like more of a Chinese, an NBA star that best reflected the Chinese spirit. American NBA star that best reflected the Chinese spirit.
It's interesting.
Yeah.
I guess it's a good thing that they didn't feature Meta World Peace that month. Although he's come a long way, so anyway.
Or Chris Anderson, the Birdman.
That's true, the Birdman. That would have really freaked him out. Okay, so how far has he taken this adoration of Joe Johnson?
Well, he does many things with his fan club. He like collects all kinds of photos. I don't know where he gets them, but he has. I would say it's safe to assume the world's largest cache of Joe Johnson related photos from personal life to on-court stuff. They have a lot of interesting, like, shots of Joe at random bars with, like, Josh Smith back in Atlanta and, like, his mom. And I have no idea how he got them. He also will design T-shirts with the Joe Johnson Chinese Fan Club's logo on them and then various, like, Chinese characters all around. And he'll also, like, do compiled highlight videos. And he's always looking for the right kind of music to run with those highlight videos because, these are American basketball highlights, but they're for a Chinese audience. So if he chooses like rap music or hip hop music, the Chinese people he claims will get sick because the word the vulgarity, like they don't like the R-rated words.
Mm-hmm.
So he was reaching out to me. It's kind of funny. This didn't make the story, but he was asking me what did I think should run with his Joe Johnson highlight clips, and he was like, should it be jazz? If it's not hip hop, should it be jazz, house, rock? You know, and he decided that Daughtry would be a really good person to run because lots of Chinese love Daughtry. Is that how you pronounce it? Like the American Idol winner?
Yes, Daughtry.
Daughtry.
The fact that you don't know makes me like you even more. But
I'm out of it, man. I knew you'd know.
Well,
you're all about this.
Yeah, unfortunately, my mind is full of all kinds of irrelevant pop culture references.
Yeah. So I thought that was really hilarious. Like he was very close. He was close to the brink.
Yeah, I could see. Look, if you're going that's a natural transition, Evan. I mean, classic R&B, rock, electric,
right.
Daughtry. I mean, that makes perfect sense to me.
That's hardcore.
Then you go right to like. I guess I don't even know what would be next. I guess maybe George Jones. Throw some George Jones in there.
Yeah, well, he threw out Joe Marcus.
He's not a Nickelback fan, is he?
Thank God. Let's hope not.
I don't know.
If there's anything offensive to the Chinese, it's Nickelback. In fact, the mere thought that they have not in any way attacked us in a nuclear fashion because of Nickelback is really a testament to the peaceful, loving nature of the average
we could hand
Chinese
them over.
Resident.
We could hand them over.
That's fine. I'm willing to send them to North Korea and let them take their chances. I'm fine with it.
Our most vicious export.
Yes.
Yeah, what if they? Speaking of that, what if they had Dennis Rodman? What if Dennis Rodman had been on the cover of Slam that month?
Ooh.
That'd been interesting.
He probably was on some covers back in the 90s.
I'm going to assume that you can get Evan Demerol, by the way, joining us if you're just tuning in from Sporting Life Arkansas. Great feature on the biggest Joe Johnson fan in the whole wide world. And
ever.
I mean that literally.
Like forever, ever.
Yes. At least on the planet Earth. We don't know if there are any
I'm sure there are.
Planets
I'm sure there are.
But
Space Jam, come on, it's real.
What about game night? Now, I'm assuming you can get NBA games pretty much anywhere, including China. What do they do for game days?
They will, what do you tell me? I think it depends on the time, but if it's a big enough game, they'll just watch it live, you know, like stay up late or get up super early.
Mm-hmm.
And watch that live. But a lot of the stuff that they'll watch will be on their computer and it'll be delayed, you know, the next morning or whatever. Because I guess they're behind. They're on the opposite side of the world.
Yeah.
So it's going to be early morning, I believe.
Breakfast with Joe Johnson.
Breakfast with Joe Johnson every night.
Sounds
good
to me.
Big game for Joe tonight, speaking of.
It is, no doubt.
Big game.
Yeah, we need to get you on as our NBA analyst, but what do you think? Are they... It's a great series. There have been a couple good series. We had one last night.
Yeah.
Actually, two are hanging on better than I expected. I mean, I really expected a couple of closeouts last night. Didn't get one. And if you're an NBA fan, you want more basketball anyway, so that's good. Pacers look to be in control of Joe's former team, the Hawks, but the Bulls-Nets series, another one that's kind of up in the air tonight.
When will that fairy dust run out for Nate Robinson?
I don't know, but, I mean, look, he's sort of the size of your average
Nate.
NBA fairy, so, I mean, it's, you know, you can see him sort of dancing around, and
I'm thinking: did y'all see that quarter a few days ago, a couple games ago, or in that fourth quarter where he exploded for 26
mm-hmm.
points?
He just went off. Oh yeah.
Well, we've seen some unbelievable quarters recently. I mean, Steph Curry had a 22-point third quarter the other day on a bad ankle. So,
mm-hmm.
It's been pretty interesting. So, what do you think? Think the Nets can pull this out tonight?
Wow! Like everything about me wants to say yes, they'll win because I want it so badly, but it's a lot of bias creeping in, and then you know. I don't know. So much of it depends on can they get three out of the four stars clicking at once. So between Brooke Lopez, Darren Williams, and then also Gerald Wallace actually showed up last game. Played had a great game, although Joe struggled. So if they can get three of those four guys going, then I think they will win. But with two of them, only two of them are going, they'll win.
That's the early game tonight, 7 o'clock. Late game, Warriors trying to close out the Nuggets tonight at 9:30. And Mark Jackson has spent the last 48 hours crying about his team being roughed up. So we'll see if that has any impact whatsoever by tip-off tonight. What do you think about that series?
Oh, man. I've been looking at the numbers. I was trolling basketballreference.com last night, and I'm pretty sure that Stephen Curry is having maybe the greatest playoff debut from a like efficiency standpoint of any perimeter player in history. Like I was comparing what he's done in his first playoff series or first playoff campaign to LeBron, to Michael Jordan, to Chris Paul. Well, Chris Paul had a better one actually. He's second to Chris Paul.
Okay,
that's pretty good person to be second to.
It's not bad company. Yeah. Well, he's been impressive. I mean, freakish at times. It's been unbelievable how unstoppable he's been. And the fact, I mean, again, he's making a move around a guy, and he's like, it's like he's halfway through his dribble and just pops up. He's got the quick release. It's impressive. He's so much fun to watch. But we'll see if they continue to try to rough him up. And look, if I'm George Karl, that's absolutely the directive I'm sending out there is make this dude uncomfortable. It really worked well
physical.
Last game.
Yeah,
I'm going to guess that he's going to get bounced around quite a bit tonight as well.
We'll see. Yeah, could Clay Thompson make it a lot more open shots?
You know, one thing about last night, somebody had asked me, I got an email this morning, a guy said, is Ronnie Brewer still on Oklahoma City? And I said, yeah. Mm-hmm. So the question becomes, doesn't Ronnie Brewer make sense to stick on a guy like Harden to try to hold him down? Because the one thing that has happened every game, win or lose, Harden's gone off every night.
Right.
And they got to find some other way to win, and he is getting no minutes whatsoever. It's surprising to me that you get a guy like Ronnie who's long and he's a troublemaker defensively, that they haven't tried to use him a little bit on Harden to kind of mix things up.
That's a head scratch, major head scratcher. I assumed when Russ Westbrook went down, you'd see Fisher, of course, get more minutes, and I assume Brewer would too. But instead, you've seen Reggie Jackson get a lot of the minutes there, and Brewer's still in the doghouse. He's been in the doghouse for like over a month now. You should get one of those Oklahoma City Thunder guys to come on and talk about those guys.
We do need to do that. That's a good note to self.
Yeah,
if I was any good at this,
write that down.
Hey, you know what? I got a top-notch producer in there. I don't know what you do all day, big baby, but come on, bro. Step your game up.
Got it.
Okay. We'll have somebody from Oklahoma City on tomorrow.
I'll research myself right after Sporting Life Arkansas and then just talk to me.
Okay. That's fine.
Hey, Evan, real quick. This guy's never met Joe.
Never met Joe.
Okay. No. It brings up the fact, have you ever seen someone so dire and desperate to meet their sports hero or ever interviewed a guy like this before?
No. No. Although, typically, I'm not interviewing the fans.
True.
You know, I'm interviewing the actual players or coaches. So I would assume there are pretty zealous fans out there. But I think in China, I think it's ramped up even more because this is a Chinese young man who really wants to learn more about, first of all, he wants to learn English better.
Yes.
You know, English is very important for their upward mobility. So. To learn about Joe is like a conduit to learning about the English-speaking world, to learning about American culture, so it's more important to him.
I hope you clarify to him that not most of us do not have Rolls Royces, too. That's not it's not standard.
Or giant half-tank, half trucks like Joe's.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm sure he probably understands that. It is, and I'm not trying to be mean. I mean this in the nicest way possible. It's fun reading some of the interaction you've had with him because that guy is still trying to figure it out from an English standpoint, and it's awesome, reading some of the messages he sent you. It's just entertaining in its own way. But anyway,
yeah, man. Thanks for checking that out. I hope one day he actually is able to visit the United States because he knows somebody in Little Rock.
Somebody knows Joe. I was going to say, do you have any way to let Joe know that this guy's such a diehard fan?
I did. I talked to Joe. In interviewing Joe last few summers, I've talked to him twice about this guy and about the club. And Joe said, that's great, and it's an honor. And when I grew up, I never expected there'd be a fan club halfway across the world for me.
The guy changed his last name to Johnson. He went a little further than just a fan club. I mean, come on! We got to get these two together.
That would be an awesome event when he visits Little Rock. Let's all make it happen.
Yeah, although I don't know, maybe it would be a bad thing. Maybe it'd be like when they got Gozer and the Keymaster together in Ghostbusters. I think that's a very bad idea. This guy's head might explode if he actually met Joe. I mean, that'd be bad. I don't know if that'd be good or not.
He got one tweet from him, from Joe.
Oh, okay.
A couple years ago, and he was like, Joe was like, that's like, I think the Yunsan was telling him about support he had in China and et cetera, and Joe, I think Joe was just looking at it very quickly, or whoever does Joe's Twitter account, and was like, that's great, we appreciate the support, I want to visit China, Japan, you know.
We got to get a little more on that. This guy's given his life to Joe. Joe's got to give him a little more love.
Gave his name. He gave his name.
I know. He
look.
He did give his name.
Gave his name to Joe Johnson.
If a guy from China changed his last name to Acri because he's such a fan of our show.
You're adopting him.
I'm making an effort. You know what I'm saying?
You're bringing him here.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Now, Joe's got a lot more fans than I do, so I mean, it's probably a little harder for him to justify, but I would have no problem with it. So I just like to have a fan in Arkansas, let alone China. I mean,
yeah,
forget about it.
That's a stretch.
Anyway, well, Evan, it's a fascinating story, sportinglifearkansas.com. And maybe we'll get you on again as we move on through the NBA playoffs and get some more thoughts from you. But
I love it. I love it. I think one issue needs to be explored is why the hell does Arkansas not care more about the Memphis Grizzlies? I mean, you got
a
winning team right there.
It's a great story and it's a great environment, and we have tried to raise attention about it. I know they have an affiliate now here in the state. It's amazing to me. I actually meet more Lakers fans than I do Grizzlies fans, which is understandable. They have a great history, but. It is. It's kind of sad that it's only 2 hours away, and it is. If you have not been, the Forum is a great environment for NBA games. They do an awesome job, and it's not just a team that's making the playoffs. It's a good team.
They're winning.
I still don't know how Zach Randolph is an elite NBA player, but he is.
Z-bo.
They're winning, and I tell you what, they are after beating. If they beat the Clippers now, I think they have a really solid chance of beating the Thunder.
Yes.
Now Westbrook, and then it's just the Spurs. You know, to get the finals.
What about one more thing before we let you go, Patrick Beverley? Speaking of the Thunder series, he's been a great story.
He has been, yeah. I was looking at the numbers a couple of weeks ago. He was the second best offensive rebounding guard, like per minute, in the league.
Solid.
Yeah, he's a scrappy little guy, and I love that comment you made that he's the only person who's been able to stop Russell Westbrook.
Oh boy!
Oh, he's digging deeper.
I was going to say he's also leading the league in seasons ended per minute. So. Just saying.
It's an obscure yet true
stat. That ratio is thinning out.
You know, there was a Seinfeld episode several years ago when Elaine Benes was dating a guy, and the story on the guy she was going out with was that he was a bad breaker-upper and that the last girlfriend had actually stabbed him. And she goes, to be stab-worthy, I mean, that's kind of cool. I mean, you got to really create a lot of passion for that. first time in history I've ever heard of a guy getting death threats from a ball boy. So, I mean, Patrick Beverley is having an impact.
You when you get that, if you get that Thunder guy, or if I get him, we should talk about that as well.
Absolutely, yeah. That maybe Joe Francis can have a new series. It could be Ball Boys Gone Wild. You know what I mean? He's looking for some extra cash to pay off his taxes and his gambling debts, of course. But Evan, good stuff. I appreciate it always. And let's get you in. Seriously, let's get you in studio when you get some time next week. We'll talk some more NBA.
All right, sounds good.
All right, thanks, man. Good stuff.
I'll take care.
All right, too.
That's interesting.
Evan's he's a brilliant dude.
That diehard fan. Is there one athlete that you can name or that you had one chance to only meet one athlete the rest of your life? Who would you pick? I mean, you just get one more. That was it.
Probably Jordan.
Jordan.
I mean, that's a no-brainer for me.
Yeah.
I mean, having gotten to see him in person play, to actually meet him would be really cool.
Jordan would be pretty legit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know who I would want to meet over that.
I don't know. I mean, there has to be.
Do you have somebody?
I don't know.
Peyton Manning's going to be in town soon.
I might. That could be one.
Yeah.
He's a pretty goofy guy. Joe Namath would be pretty cool.
I'd like to have it. Well, he doesn't drink anymore. Allegedly.
Broadway Joe.
Is there anybody I'm missing? 433-1037 after the break. If you can only meet one sports guy the rest of your life, one major
sport. This guy would pick athlete. Joe Johnson, for sure. No question. Yeah. So who would you pick?
I think Jordan for me.
One athlete.
Yeah.
That's it.
You got to think about yours. You obviously have nobody. Big Baby?
Mick Foley? Does that count?
No.
No.
I mean, unless you want to meet him. I don't know.
Sports entertainment.
I figured you'd go female athlete.
You know what? I go Wayne Gretzky.
Oh, yeah.
Really?
I'd go Gretzky. I grew up playing hockey, so it'd just be cool to hear great stories about, you know, the old hockey days, fighting the Oilers and the Rangers.
You're like, shut up. So Janet, tell me more.
Yeah, tell me more. And his daughter too.
No, that's the same way with Michael now with his new wife. So I guarantee you, for a lot of guys, that would be the deal. All right, we'll take some calls on this in a minute. Sport Clips MVP experience. You want to feel like a star, even if you don't get to hang out with a star? Get to Sport Clips. You too can be an MVP, much like Michael Jordan was many times over. Precision haircut every time. Massaging shampoo, absolutely. And a legendary hot steam towel treatment. That is old school, my friend. It's like the old barbershop, except this one has great.